This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
We have not yet seen the same kinds of energy and turnout in all quarters of our neighborhoods and communities as we saw when I was running. Now, I also want to say that that seems to be more pronounced with the brothers.
So Obama is talking to the brothers right there in the clip of Barack Obama standing in this, I don't know if it was like a lobby or something like that, talking to these individuals. You could really see Obama, but you couldn't. Am I right? You can't see the people who he's talking
to. Yeah, like half a guy off the side of the screen is about it.
Who looks like he's probably there with Barack Obama.
Yeah. He looks like he's part of the campaign.
He's the one who's on the side of the talking to, not being the talked at. We spoke with Bruce Lavelle a little bit earlier from the Trump campaign about this issue, but I'm really excited to have Droy Murdoch back on with us, nationally syndicated columnist, Fox News contributor. And he's got a story out right now on this particular issue because Barack Obama, like, it seemed like there was a little bit of a panic button that had been pressed when he was delivering this message to, in his terms, the brothers. Droy, welcome back. Good to have you here.
And yeah, great to be with you.
What did you make of all of that? Of Barack Obama's, especially his choice of words in his little lecture he gave?
Absolutely. Well, I wrote a piece about this that's on the American Spectator right now. My headline is Men to Boys, Obama Treats the Brothers Like Babies. And it's just so objectionable, this whole idea of Obama coming along and lecturing black men and saying, well, you know, we're somehow going off the ranch or going off the plantation. How dare we not support Kamala Harris? It's not acceptable. And he doesn't say, look, you know, you disagree on the issues or maybe you don't understand a record or whatever it is. But the whole idea is, oh, we're just a bunch of sexists and misogynists and we hate women and that kind of thing. Deeply, deeply condescending, very insulting. And a lot of black men have responded to this by saying, you know, excuse me, who are you to tell us what to think? I mean, I thought the whole idea of the civil rights movement was that we are individuals, we have our own minds, we have our own ways of thinking and our beliefs and philosophies, and we can come up with whatever decision we want as to what ought to be the next president of the United States. And we don't need Obama's permission before we go to the polls to pull the lever for whichever candidate we think would do the best job as commander-in-chief.
Droy, you know, Joe Biden himself told Charlemagne the God, a black man who has is very respected in broadcasting, has a huge following, that if somebody's questioning as a black individual whether or not they're going to vote for Joe Biden or the alternative in 2020, then Joe Biden said, you ain't black. And I thought, wow, you really just put it out there. We don't have to speculate anymore about how the Democrat Party feels about black individuals and where their alliances should be. Was this Barack Obama essentially saying the same thing to these individuals, just in his more articulate Barack Obama type of way?
Yeah, absolutely right. I think this was Obama's Joe Biden moment, or if you will, his you ain't black moment, precisely correct. And it's so incredibly uninformed as well. I mean, this argument makes absolutely no sense because you've seen the black vote and particularly the black male vote moving away from the Democrat Party well before Kamala Harris came around. You know, in 2020, Trump earned 19% Let me backtrack. 2016, he earned, I believe, 13% of the black male vote. By 2020, that went up to 19%, and that was Trump versus Joe Biden. So there's no women involved. There's no opportunity for misogyny there. And then up until the point where Kamala Harris stepped in and Joe Biden suffered the coup d'etat, even there, you saw an increase in the numbers for Trump from 19%. Early this year, two different surveys had black men voting, 23% of black men supporting Trump. So this is, again, a further move from 13% to 19% up to 23% when there were no women involved. Kamala Harris was still VP. She was not the nominee. The nomination had not been stolen from Joe Biden quite yet. So you can't say this is the brothers who aren't feeling good about a woman being in the White House. It has nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with disenchantment with the Democrat Party, with their record, with their ideas, and the performance of the Harris-Biden government. So this has nothing to do with, we don't like women or anything like that. So this is an incredibly uninformed and very ignorant comment on the part of Obama towards black men in this country.
We're speaking with Dori Burdock, a nationally syndicated columnist, a Fox News contributor as well. I hear about women's issues. I hear about black issues. We've heard certainly about black jobs recently, which we talk about all of these demographically divided issues. And then when Donald Trump mentions black jobs, the left pulls their hair out over it. Do you consider there to be issues that are specific to the black community or messages that need to be delivered by either candidate on either side of the aisle that speak specifically to the demographic of skin color, black people, differently than maybe brown people or white people, so on and so forth?
I don't think there's anything that is exclusively a black issue. I think there's somewhere things will resonate more with black folks because of socioeconomic circumstances or just whatever lives most black people happen to live. I think number one is school choice. If you're living in a white suburb, the chances are your kids are getting a better education than kids that were living in black neighborhoods. I mean, that's just the way it is. And so I think the GOP has an excellent opportunity. In fact, I wish Trump would talk more about his record in school choice, which was very positive, and his intentions on school choice, which I think are also very promising. And contrast that with places like Baltimore, which is run by Democrats, where up until at least a couple of years ago, they're busy taking down statues in post George Floyd. There was a point where I believe it was, if I remember the correct numbers in front of me, I don't have in front of me, but if I remember correctly, about 14, 15 junior highs and high schools in Baltimore, city of Baltimore, not one student was reading at grade level in math or reading at grade level or doing math at grade level. I don't mean 1%. I mean not one little boy, not one little girl, not one. I imagine the white suburbs nearby, you don't quite see the problem anywhere as bad as that. And that's one area where the GOP has something to offer, which is school choice and high academic standards. And the Democrats have no interest in, very little if any interest in school choice. And their interest seems to be, let's focus on DEI and critical race theory and all this other stuff and not teaching black kids basic skills they need to graduate and go on to successful careers and happy lives as American citizens.
Joy,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
We can criticize, I think it's very worthy of criticism, Barack Obama's message in the last couple of weeks. We can criticize Joe Biden's ridiculous comment to Charlemagne the God. But I think that there's a more positive outlook in thinking about what does Donald Trump, as the next president of the United States, do for people who are white and also happen to be black or brown or whatever it is. What do we have to look forward to? Should black voters, along with others, decide that, you know what, I might not even tell anybody about it, but this time I'm voting for Donald Trump. What does that do for them?
Well, I think if Trump is elected, I think a lot of us are looking forward to a return of the sort of policies we enjoyed 4 years ago when he was president. I think everyone asks the question right now before you cast your ballot. Are you better off now under Kamala Harris, or were you better off when Donald J. Trump was in the White House? I think most people would say, yeah, you know, despite, you know, his personality and the occasional comments he makes that are kind of jaw-dropping, we were much happier with 1.4% inflation as opposed to, you know, 2.4, 2.5% inflation now, all the way down from 9.1% where it peaked under Kamala Harris. And we're happy with an economy that's expanding with, at the time Trump was president, the lowest black unemployment rate in history, the lowest black poverty rate in American history. For those people who are concerned about income inequality came down dramatically under Donald J. Trump, not because the rich were made poorer, but because the rich were made richer and the poor were made richer. The income inequality was shrinking in exactly the way you want it, which was poor people moving up rather than rich people moving down. And then you look at the border, which was under control under Donald J. Trump, completely out of control, with 10 million or so people having broken into this country under Kamala Harris's reign as border czarina. And then you look overseas, we had Middle East peace agreements, four different Middle East peace agreements under the Abraham Accords, versus rockets flying between, you know, Hamas attacking Israel, Hezbollah attacking Israel, Iran attacking Israel, ships on the Red Sea being shot at by the Houthis with all kinds of chaos. Ukraine and Russia were within their own borders under Donald J. Trump versus open warfare in Europe like we've not seen since World War II. So by those measures and many others, life was better under the Trump presidency than under having Kamala in the White House now. And if you want to go back to those happier days we had then, I would say you want to go to the polls, cast your ballot, and make sure it says Donald J. Trump when you fill in the bubble.
Yeah, 100%. Deroy Murdoch with us right now. Last question before we let you go, Deroy, because I'm just kind of listening to what you're having to say right now, and I'm realizing that the consumption of what we're getting from the media, the messages that are getting out, the messaging towards Donald Trump, that he is somehow or another a racist. We really haven't seen that be pushed as much in this campaign as we have seen it be pushed in campaigns prior. Now, there are people who just believe it because the messaging was so there was such an onslaught of it in prior races. But are people moving past the idea that Donald Trump is somehow or another the boogeyman racist that he had been made out to be? Has he been able to crack that facade that has been created for him?
I think to a degree. I mean, you're still going to hear that sort of thing, and the more desperate the Democrats get, the more you're going to hear it. But when you had President Trump campaigning in the Bronx, you may recall during his trial here in New York City, he took it after the trial ended, he went up to Harlem and met mm-hmm. with a bodega owner up there, and he's been making an effort to appear before black audiences, the Black Journalists Association, et cetera. You know, if he's such a big racist, why is he spending so much time talking to black folks? And, you know, I think a lot of black people remember that life was much better when he was there in terms of lower crime, lower joblessness, higher economic growth, and that kind of thing. So I think that people are able to remember what life was like when he was there. Previously, remember, he was president. People like to pretend he wasn't president, and all these comments about, oh, he's a racist and he's worse than Hitler, blah, blah, blah. Well, he had 4 years to demonstrate any of that sort of thing, and we didn't see it. You know, even going so far in his very first month in office, I think it was about 3 weeks into his presidency, he invited the presidents of the historically black colleges and universities. There's a wonderful picture of him in the Oval Office, so about three dozen black college presidents, you know, huddled with him. And he said, among other things, you know, I'd like to have an office that's in the Department of Education move into the Department of, or rather into the West Wing, into the White House, so he could keep an eye and make sure that HBCUs were taken care of. He provided a steady stream of income for them so they wouldn't have to come and beg for money every year like they did under Obama. And one small thing they asked for, apparently, students who are in historically black colleges and universities like to go to summer school, and Pell Grants and National Direct Student Loans, a lot of this financial aid was only available for the fall semester and the spring semester. There's nothing for summer school. And the HBCU president said, look, we asked Obama for 8 years, would you please make this financial aid available for summer school? And he completely ignored him. And Trump said, if that's what you'd like, we'll make it happen. Boom. All of a sudden, black kids at historically black colleges and universities could use their financial aid for summer school. 8 years, these people begged Obama. He didn't do a thing for them. And they asked Trump once, they got it done. He got it done. So again, that's a very positive thing. And this goes to show that, the black folks are relying on the Democrats for help. They take us for granted. They assume we're going to vote for them. Obama's attitude is that they own us. And so, we get very low satisfaction or love from these folks. And I think we're getting a lot more from Donald J. Trump. And I think we'll get even more than we have received if he's reelected, especially if it's with a considerable black vote as part of his winning majority.
Well, I'd encourage our listeners to check out your piece in The Spectator. And we thank you for being with us again, DeRoy. Always something interesting to talk to you about. So we're glad you're here with us today.
Okay, Annie, thanks very much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. DeRoy Murdoch, our friend and nationally syndicated columnist. He's always got pieces going out in all these different publications, Fox News contributor as well, and our regular 105 guest on Wednesdays. When we come back, Jim Carafano, usually a Tuesday guest, but he was on a plane yesterday. We're going to try to connect to him. We're going to talk about this, was it a terrorist plot that was foiled that was supposed to take place on Election Day? How did this guy get into the country? What did he plan to do? Could it be that there are other people who are in our country who were not properly vetted that are looking to exact great danger and violence on the American people? Jim Carafano knows some things about this, and he'll speak to us next. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.